It started off just like any other day. I woke up grumpy as ever, not wanting to go to school, but having to anyway, or so I thought. After I rushed out of bed and made my way out of the house, I could have sworn I heard Daniel.
Hurry up, dude.
Daniel yelled across the lawn as he waited for Louise.
Hold up. Let me go get Bella from the front.
Louise yelled as he struggled to get his sweater. My sweater ripped as I found myself on the floor. I looked up to see Bella and Daniel laughing at me from inside Daniel's car. I said as I got up to see the grass stain on my left knee. After I gathered my stuff up off the floor, I made my way to Daniel's car, waiting for him to pop the trunk open so that I could toss all my stuff in. I looked up as we turned a sharp corner and my phone flew out of my hand.
What the heck, dude? Where are we going?
Bella shrieked as her body hit the door.
Yeah, bro, school's the other way. I stated confused to what was happening.
Yeah, I know. We're taking a little trip around the neighborhood.
Daniel mumbled.
Bet! I mean, we're already late, so why not? I immediately agreed and not really trying to go to school.
What? No. I can't just ditch. 3 years of perfect attendance can't just go down the drain.
Bella spazzed out as she overthought the situation.
It's just once. Come on, do this with us. Just this time.
Daniel cried as he tried convincing her.
Fine, just this time. But if my mom finds out, I'm dead.
Bella stated.
We drove around for a good 10 minutes, and for some weird reason, I thought about Halloween and how it was a couple days away. Low-key, we should be looking for houses to trick-or-treat at. I randomly said what was going through my head.
Damn, Heike, that's a good idea.
Daniel happily agreed.
After a while, we finally came up to a street that had big houses. You know the ones that give out king-size candy bars? As I look out the car window, I see a big brick house. It looked as if it was abandoned. There were no cars in the driveway, and the lawn looked like it hadn't been cut in months. For some reason, I had an urge to go inside to look at it. So, as we turned closer to the house, I yelled at Daniel, "Stop!"
What? What is it?
Daniel exclaimed as he tried to bring the car back to the right side of the street.
Oh, can we go look at the house? I asked as I pointed at it.
Dude, you can't just scare me like that. We could have died.
Daniel mumbled.
Louise exclaimed, frustrated, as he pulled on her arm. Daniel and I walked around the whole house to see if we could find a way to get in without anyone noticing. Walking to the back of the house, we noticed that there's two back doors and one of them was open. I walked closer to the door as Daniel roughly grabbed me by my jacket and stopped me.
Okay, so now what?
She asked as she fiercely rubbed up and down her arms, trying to get warm.
We go in. No one even lives here.
Bella looks at Daniel confused and says,
Yeah, and how do you know that? Well, I don't really know for sure, but we can go look.
Daniel replied.
Guys, I don't even want to do this. I'll just wait outside for you.
Bella said, frightfully not ready for what was coming ahead.
Bella, stop being a girl and just come in with us.
Louise exclaimed, frustrated as he pulls on her arm.
Daniel and I walked around the whole house to see if we could find a way to get in without anyone noticing. Walking to the back of the house, we noticed that there's two back doors and one of them was open. I walked closer to the door as Daniel roughly grabbed me by my jacket and stopped me.
Hold up. Let me go get Bella from the front.
Daniel whispered to Louise, not trying to make it seem like we were trespassing.
Bella!
Dude, are you stupid? We're gonna get caught.
Daniel said as he smacked Louise upside the head.
Come on, guys. Let's go check the house out.
Daniel said as he shoved me from behind.
Do you hear that?
Bella whispered as she pushed me out of the way and clung onto Daniel.
Yeah, let's go see what it is.
I said out loud in hopes that they didn't hear my voice quiver as I tried to hide the fear. As we walked up the stairs, we stepped on the first step. All you could hear was a loud creak. We stopped and looked around to see if any movement was made, but there was none. We got into the top of the staircase and took the first left that we saw, which led us in straight into a big room. It almost looked like the master bedroom. Bella walked in to see the light blue walls that had specks of something on it that made her walk closer to it to see what it is.
Guys, I think this is blood.
Bella exclaimed as she stared at the blood in her hand.
Hold up, we're looking at something, I said as I tried catching up to Daniel.
Oh my god!
Bella yells as she stumbled on the floor. A big black cat with a white mark around its eye walked around her as she sat on the floor while Daniel and Luis ran in the room trying to look for her. As Daniel and I looked around the room, we couldn't see any blood that Bella was talking about, but we smelled something that reeked, so we walked towards the bathroom and saw Bella staring into the bathtub. When we walked in to see what she was looking at, we were in shock. The tub had a dead body in it. When we left the room, Bella wasn't herself. She was acting differently. She was more serious and she smelled like the body in the tub. Hey, Bella, are you okay? I asked, concerned for her well-being.
We can leave if you want.
Daniel replied, sensing the atmosphere change.
No, why? We just got here.
She said with no facial expression. We then continued to walk around the house, just observing every room, which all but one seemed to look normal to me. The room that stood out to me the most was one that had a bed in the corner of it. The closet door was slightly cracked open, which made me want to go take a look in it. As I walked closer to it, I felt a gust of wind hit the nape of my neck. As I quickly turned around, preparing myself to fight, I could see Daniel clutching his eyes shut, ready to take the hit. As I took a sigh of relief and scolded him for not telling me that he was following me, I wondered where Bella was. Then all of a sudden, I heard the door slam and some steps walking up the stairs, which didn't really faze me because I thought it was Bella looking for us. But as people always say, expect the unexpected. And that is exactly what we didn't do because it all happened so fast. Daniel was on the ground, moaning and grunting out for help, but I didn't see what was or who had caused him pain. I stood there in shock, not thinking that this could have happened. But, how? I could have sworn it was Bella, I said, stunned as I stood there frozen in fear.
Help! Help!
Daniel screamed out in pain. As I bent down to tell Daniel that everything would be okay, I felt a sharp pain in the middle of my back, and then my lower back. The next thing I knew, I was on the floor right next to Daniel, bleeding to death, staring straight at the face of our murderer. As my eyes were slowly shutting and as I took my last breath, I could have sworn that I saw Bella's shadow walking away with the murderer.